Okay, Kata, can you class? This time my lecture will be on about different types of bhikkhu. Okay? If you study Buddhism, there are some special terms. If you don't know the meanings of the terms according to their context, they will be confused. So that is also important. The Buddha uses sometimes, which is popular in those days, but the Buddha changes the meanings of the word. Okay? As you know, Brahma, the term is used before the Buddha. This term is used before the Buddha. They use the term Brahmana. Brahmana. The meaning is Brahmuno Apicham Brahmano, the son of Brahma. Their meaning is like this. You see this term? For example, I will give you Brahmana. This term, before the Buddha appeared, this term is already used by. This has become familiar with the others. Okay? They use these words popularly. This word is the holy word. The Buddha also used this term. But the meaning changes. Brahmana, according, as you know, there are four castes in India. The warrior caste, Kshatriya, Brahmana caste, then, Vaisya, Shudra, there are four castes. So this is Brahmana, according to them, the meaning of the word Brahmana is the son of Brahma. The son of Brahma is their meaning. The son of Brahma is believed as a god. Okay? Brahma is believed. And it's believed as a god, creators. After that, they're searching for the Brahmana, they never find the god. Therefore, they say, Ahamasmi Brahma. Brahma is I am. I am Brahma, they say later, in Upanishad period. In Veda period, they say Brahma. Brahma is the god, which is the creator of the whole, the world, creator of the world. When the Buddha used this term, the Buddha changed the meaning. Brahma is a person who eradicates evil things. Brahma is a person who completely eradicated the evils. Bahida Papa. Bahida Papoti Brahmano. Bahida Papa means he eradicated all evils. Bahida Babodi Brahmano. Okay? In Dhammapada you can find this sentence, Bahida Babo, that is given the meanings of Brahmana. Bahida Babodi Brahmano. All greater letters. Okay. Bahida Pabodhi Brahmano. Sahida Pabodhi Brahmano. Brahma is a so-called who eradicate evil. Who eradicated evil? This is Brahmana. So the meanings changed. In Dhammapada, Brahmana Vaga. Dhammaham Bruhmi Brahmana. Many verses. The Buddha, you can read in Dhammapada the last workers, last groups, 24th group, Brahmana workers. There the Buddha is giving the definitions of Brahmana, identifying who is to be called Brahmana. So, Upeka, this is now also philosophical terms. The meanings, many meanings, according to context, according to context. So we should know upekhas. In many sutras mentioned different ways upekhas. So upekhas, we can find 10 types of upekhas. Upekha. Okay? With the prefix, this word you can analyze like that. Upa-ekha. Upa-ekha, according to grammatical rule, there are two noun words. This is the two noun words. Preceding noun words should be omitted. When there is two noun words, according to grammatical rule, Pali grammars, mostly preceding and following, there are two noun words. Mostly preceding noun words should be omitted. So if we omit like upekha, then this is change into E. I become E. So if you read this one, changing one, upekha. This is how to get this word. Upekha, yes. Upa-ekha. Upa means properly. Properly or immoderate. Moderate. Upa. Ekha means seeing, feeling. Ekha means seeing or feeling properly. Seeing properly, feeling. So upekha. Upa-ekha. Or properly or moderately experience. This is upekha. Not extremely. Upa means not extremely. Not extremely. Extremely. So that is the literal meaning I will give. After that, we must mention the 10 types of upekhas. In many sutras, these terms is used as the upekha. But we should know, according to context, which type of upekha, obtain here necessary. Number one, chalangupakha. Chalang, to read easy, I will write like that. Chalangupekha. If you read together, chalangupekha. Chalang upekha. One by one, I explain. Chalang upekha. Chalanga means, cha means, as you know, six. Anga means factor. Upekha with six factors. Upekha with six factors. Upekha. Equanimity, you can translate, or calmness, equanimity with six factors. This upekha is not a feeling. This upekha is not a feeling. That is a type of chetasika, mental property. And among 25 chetasika, you can find this chetasika tattara machatata. Okay? Tattara machatata. Equanimity. The translation is equanimity. Tattara machatata. This is one mental properties, mental state, chetasika. This tatra machadada is called chalangupekha in Sotanda. Why it is begun with six factors? In Sota, the Buddha explained, rupan desawa niwasumano. You need not this Pali, okay? Need? Rupan desawa. Here then, see? Rupan desava neva sumano, neva sumano hoti no tomano upekako viharati. Okay. So Sado Sanjano. This is, and so then the mental state of arahants are explained. The Buddha explained the mental states of arahants. Rupan desava nevasumano hodi nadomano upikako viharati. That is the meaning. Rupan desava means on seeing visible object with the eye. Rupan desava. On seeing visible object with an eye, with the eye. On seeing visible object with the eye. Rupan desava. Neva means negative. Neva sumano hoti na domino. Neva in na. Neva sumano hoti. Neva sumano hoti. Ya na. Na domino. That is the meaning. On seeing this object with the eyes, he is neither glad nor sad. Sumana means glad. Domana means sad. On seeing this object with the eyes, he is neither glad nor sad. Upikako viharati. He dwells in equanimity. That is upekkha, is the challenge of upekkha. That is how arahants live in their life. It's quite different with us. Quite different from us. On seeing this object, we are either happy or sad. Is it that? Either glad or sad on seeing this object. But arahants are not like that. On seeing beautiful visible object, we are very happy. On seeing ugly visible object, we dislike and feel sad. That we live. That is how we live in our life and everything. Like that, hearing, okay? Hearing, whether they are ear, catching smell with the nose, tasting with their tongue, touching with the body, then thinking and the mind also like that. All together, six. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Six factors. And dealing in this sector, arahants have equanimity. Equanimity. They have no different feelings, they have no change. Very quiet, very peaceful in their life. They never change. And mind. We change our mind. Very happy, very sorry, so sorry, so sad, so happy. Arahants are not like this. Very quiet, steady life. Their life is steady. So that is called chalang upekkha. This upekkha is not feeling. Okay? This equanimity is not a feeling. That is a tatra machatata. The type of tatra machatata. Six fetters, eye, ear, yeah. Dealing with the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. You should understand like that. On seeing this object with the eye, on hearing sound with your ear, like that. Okay? Neva sumano, neither glad nor sad. He is neither glad nor sad. Glad means with the craving. Okay? Not the glad for Dhammas. This is it. With the craving. Sad means with hatred or unhappiness. Lobha Mula Chaita, with the Lobha Mula Chaita and with the Dosa Mula Chaita. Arahants have no Lobha Mula Chaita, no Dosa Mula Chaita. It's very quiet, calmness. Therefore, equanimity is chalang upekkha. Okay? In Sutta, the Buddha said, Rupan desava neva sumano hoti na domino upikako viharati sato sambhijano like that. Saddam sotava neva sumano hoti. Here in the song, okay? Kandang gadava rasam saedava putabam pusedava dhamam manasa vinyaya like that. So in Sotanda Pali, Sutta Buddha says, use. So Sota and Abhidhamma is not so different, yes. Have feeling, but their feeling is so equanimity. Not with the craving, not with the hatred. There's a calmness. They have a feeling. Yeah, that is not a feeling. Not a feeling. Emotion, yeah. Emotion with the craving. Emotion with hatred. Sumanam is emotion, not quietness. This one? Chalangupekha. Yes? Chalangupekha means equanimity. Equanimity means not emotion with the craving. On seeing beautiful desirable object, there's no craving with the happily craving, with the happiness, no hatred feeling sad. That is the meaning. Not just, you see, just not happiness. Okay? Happiness here with the craving. Joyful is happiness is two types, you see. Happiness with the Dhamma, happiness with the sense of pleasure is quite different. Arahant has not happiness with the sense of pleasure. There's a dealing with the sense of pleasure, you see. Rupan Desava, on seeing this very object. Okay? On seeing this very object. Not on seeing, on contemplating Dhamma. Which one? Chalang? Chalangupakha. Tattara machatata. Tattara machatata means a type of chetasika. You will find in chetasikas. Okay? This is like Pasa Vedana Sanya. Later I will explain about 52 chetasikas. At that time you will find this chetasika. Okay? Tatra machatata. This is one type of equanimity. Equanimity of mental properties. Equanimity of mental states. That is called tatra machatata. Okay? Rise in mind. When tatra machatata arise, associated with the mind, their minds become calm, steadiness, become steady. Okay, the second one, Brahma Viha Rupekha. Okay? Brahma Vihara Upekha. One power is omitted. Brahma Vihara Upekha or Brahma Vihara Upekha. Brahma Vihara Rupekha. You should understand this equanimity of divine abode. Equanimity of divine abode. Brahma Vihara Upekha, equanimity of divine abode. That is Mitta Karuna Mudita Upekha, Mandis. So you know about the Mitta. Mitta means loving kindness towards the beings. Okay? That is one excitement. You have a loving kindness, you have a metta loving kindness towards the beings. That is not quiet. That is one type of excitement. That is metta. Karuna means you sympathize, compassion. That is also excitement, emotion. One type of emotion. Mudita means happy, joy. Sympathetic joy. This also one type of excitement. But upekha is neither metta, nor karuna, nor mudita. equanimity. That is very high qualities, upekkha is. Okay? That is upekkha is Satesu Machatakara Buddha. Explanation is Satesu Machatakara Buddha. Equanimity in the modal indifference towards sentient beings. Equanimity in the modal indifference towards sentient beings. You get the meaning? Equanimity in the modal indifference. Easily I explain and not according to test. Okay? Equanimity with no difference towards beings. There is neither love nor hate. Upekkha means neither love nor hate beings. That is upekkha. Satesu machatakara buddha. Satesu machatakara buddha upekkha. Satesu means sentient beings, towards sentient beings. Machatakara means, machata means indifferent, neutral. Towards sentient beings, akara, machata, akara, machata, akara, Buddha, in the mode of indifferent, in the mode of indifferent. Not caring means not beings and not caring, the actions of beings. If someone uses abusive words, he never care. The actions. Whoever hates, he never care. Whoever worship, he never care. Whoever pay respect, never care. Okay? That is, here, satesu, the directly mention is satesu towards the beings. But the meaning is towards the actions of beings. The actions of beings. Someone may blame us, someone may praise us. Praise or blame never care. Someone may honor us, someone may dishonor us. Never care about honor or dishonor. That is upekkha. Can you remain as? This is so quiet, eh? So calmness. Upekkha, this one. Yeah, but this is higher than Metta Karuna Mudita, upekkha. That is the one, you know there are 10 paramis, 10 types of paramis, upekkha parami, this one. To feed upekkha parami, the person is never care, the blame of others, the praise of others, he can keep his mind quietly. Some people are afraid, therefore he become quiet. That is not upekkha, because of afraid. His fear, that is not upekkha. Upekkha means nothing change in mind. That is upekkha. Okay? It's upekkha is a mental state. Some people are feared, they do say, therefore, he is quiet. That is not upekkha. That is not upekkha. Some people are shameful to say he became quiet. That is not upekkha. Because in mind, there's excitement, emotion. He has no emotion. But the upekkha is so high. In Brahma Vihara, upekkha is so high. When you succeed, Panchama Jhana stage, you can get such a upekkha fully. Okay? Such a upekkha is called Brahma Vihara upekkha. Brahma Vihara upekkha. Dealing with the Brahma Vihara. to further study, you can read the path of purification. The path of purification. I will get page number 166, according to my books. No, not Nyama, the path of purification. This is by Nyanamoli. The path of purification by Nyanamoli, 166, page number 166. 10 types of upekha explained there. Okay? This explanation is concerning with tatiya jhana. Tatiya jhana, tattat jhana. So, explain it. Dealing with the upekha gocha, we had a deal like that. So, chalang upekha, briefly, I explain Brahma vihara upekha. Then, the third one, this is also tatra macha upekha. Okay? Number two, also tatra macha upekha, not feeling. That is not a feeling. One type of mental state. But Pochanga Upekha. Pochanga Upekha. Pochanga Upekha. Pochanga Upekha means equanimity of a factor of enlightenment. Pochanga means a factor of enlightenment. Body anga. Body means effect, enlightenment. Anga means effector of enlightenment. This is Pochanga Upekha. Okay? This Pochanga Upekha also, you see, there are seven factors of enlightenment. Sati Sampochanga, Dhamma Vichaya Sampochanga, Viriya Sampochanga, Piti Sampochanga, Pasati Sampochanga, Samadhi Sampochanga, Upekha Sampochanga. Seven types of Sampochanga. So this is Pochanga, effect of enlightenment. I think that is clear. Okay? And during meditation, Viriya and Samadhi become balanced. Viriya and Samadhi become balanced. If there's Viriya more and more, you cannot concentrate. Concentration is impossible. Sometimes you lose concentration. If you have Samadhi, concentration more and more, you become sloth and topaz. You want to sleep. Because our concentration is stronger, that you want to sleepy. Okay? Therefore, concentration and effort must be the same level. To have such a level, this is Pochanga Upekha support. That is a through this upekha, samadhi and viriya, concentration and effort become the same level. If there is no upekha, cannot be the same level during meditation time. Okay? Therefore, Pochanga Upekha sahajada dhammanam macchatakara buddha upekha. You need Pali? Sahajada dhammanam, sahajada dhammanam. Sahajada means born together, associated dhamma, that is. Saha means together, jada means born together. The dhamma is born together. Okay? Sahajada dhammana. Machada Buddha. Machada means neutrality. equanimity, indifferent, machata Buddha, no extreme. That is, upekha is bojang upekha. Sahajada dhamana machata Buddha upekha. When the upekha arises, the associated dhammas become neutral, indifferent. They have the same level. They work together. Nothing of them much, nothing of much, nothing of them less. All are the same. So that is the meaning. Sahajada dhammana machata Buddha upekha. That is a bojang upekha. Okay, you got the meaning? That is also, bojang upekha also, tatara machatata. Tatara machatata. Bojang upekha. Then I will explain grouping these tatara machatatas, not according to the order. I change the order. Order is no problem. I will give only tatara machatatas. Then the fourth one, tatara machadupika. Tatara machata upika. Okay? Tatara machata upika. Tatara machata upika. Equanimity as specific neutrality. This is a tatara machatata. This is tatara machatata. In Chittasikas, the translations are only give equanimity. Okay? In Chittasika, it's used only. There is according to Nyanamoni's translations, Tatra Machatata, equanimity as specific neutrality. Neutrality. This is Tatra Machatata. So this is Tatra Machatata. Sahajata dhammanam samavahita Buddha. Sahajata dhammanam. Sahajata dhammanam. Samavahita Buddha upekha. Sikho. Tatara machatata upekha. Sahajata dhammanam is the same meaning as I told you. Born together, the dhammas born together. Sahajata Dhamma or associated Dhamma. Samavahita Dhamma means equally perform their function. Equally perform also their function. Equally performing their functions. Samavahita. Equally carry on. Sama means equal. Equal. Vahita means carry on. Working. Okay? Because of Tatara Machatata, these dhammas working together. For example, Saddha and Panya. Saddha is a confidence. Panya is a knowledge. Sometimes the confidence is more. Panya's knowledge is less. At that time, it's not in correct ways. Everything he interested. Even he may think, whatever I wash, I can purify, like that. Everything is he interested. Everything interest, but less knowledge. Less knowledge. That is because mutapasana, vainly interested. That is also not in the way, it's out of the way to Nirvana. Panya is must control, not Saddha. Saddha should be controlled by Panya. Panya also should be controlled by Saddha. These two must be equal. When there is a Panya is so too much, Panya is so high, confidence is so lower. He believes nothing. He thinks he knows everything, so no need to wash even the Buddhas. He is maybe think that the Buddha is lower him himself. Because Panya is so hard. Sada isn't. No Sada. He may think it's unnecessary to be worship the Buddha. Because he thinks only Panya is high, Sada is lower. At that time, that is also dangerous, you see. Therefore, Sada should be controlled by Panya. Panya should be controlled by Sada. These two must be equal. To make equal, Tatra Macha Tatra is very important. Okay? Tatra Macha Tatra is very important. Sada Panya must work in together. Harmoniously, harmoniously. Okay, there is a call, Tatara Macha Tupika. The next one, Janupika. Jana is untranslated word, left untranslated. Jana Upika. Janupika. Janupika means equanimity of jhana. Okay, equanimity of jhana. When someone attained tatiya jhana, third jhana, or fourth jhana, at that time, the yogi is never care, even the highest place. So, Janupika, Agasukhebi, I will give a Pali. Agasukhebi, Agasukhebi. Aga means higher. Sukha means bliss. Even higher bliss. Agasukhebi, even the highest bliss. Even the higher bliss. Agasukhebi. Apekha Pada Janani. Apekha Pada Janani. Agasukhevi Apekha Pada Janani Upekha. Janasukha is so high. Even the Janasukha, one has no partiality. That is, Apekha Pada means partiality. Pekhapada Chanani means partiality. Apekhapada Chanani means impartialities. Impartialities. Okay? Partiality. Impartiality. Partiality is one-sided. Huh? Not falling other side. It's remain in the mid. Remain in the mid. Impartiality towards even the highest bliss. This equanimity is impartiality towards the highest bliss. Because of this upekha, there's a jhana sukha. The bliss of jhana sukha is so high, not like a sense of pleasure, happiness. The happiness, the bliss is so high. But because of this upekha, he can control not to have a craving towards even the highest bliss. Do you understand? The highest bliss, he can control his mind not to have a craving towards it, not to have emotion, not to have a passion. Okay? That is called Janupika. Some yogis maybe think his concentration is high and so peaceful, he can remain 2 hours non-stop and meditate. And then my concentration is so high, this bliss have such a happiness, such a bliss. He loved, he attached to it. But according to the Chanupika, if there is a Chanupika, he never have a partiality, such a partiality. He can control his mind not to have emotion with the craving. That is the meaning. Okay? That is a Chanupika. It's difficult to understand, but it's a Buddhism should be practiced. Okay? Should be practiced. So we should be experienced by trying according to the technique of samatha meditations. These are also, this is Chanupika, also Tatara Machatupika. Tatara Machatupika. Yeah. Can control without craving for chan. Yeah. Can control. Yeah. Not to have craving. Not to have emotion. Even the highest place. Because of jhana sukha is so high. Not like a kama sukha. Kama sukha is followed worried. Jhana sukha is not followed worried. So high, so happy at that time. Dealing with the concentration, mind is very peaceful. Towards the peaceful mind, there's no craving arise. That is a call. Yeah, even the highest place of jhana. That is called jhana upekha, jhanupekha. So, parisotupekha. Sixth one is parisotupekha. Parisotupekha. This is the origin was a parisodhi. It is omitted. Then parisotupekha. Parisodhi means purification. Equanimity of purification. The translation is equanimity of purification. Parisodhi pukha. Yeah, this is number six. Number six. Parisotupekha. Parisodhi means purification. Like a visodhi. Okay? Like a visodhi. Purification. Upekha means equanimity. Parisotupekha, parisodhi, upekha. Equanimity of purification. This is also tatra machatara. So, let me continue to next lectures. Okay? Not finished. Okay, let me stop.